from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, we have connected with T-Kraz, Tom Krasnicki. He joins us now on the WadeFord.com hotline. And Tom, first off, good afternoon. Happy Sunday to you.
Happy Sunday, Abe. What's going on up there?
All right, so I don't want this to be a general interview. I want this to be a little bit more of an open platform discussion, but I have to start it out by asking some sort of a question, and then we can just kind of go back and forth. But it's been really interesting to see the reaction in Tampa over the past 2 weeks or so since, and you were on top of it already with your comments before the Falcons added Matt Judon. You said, keep an eye on it. This is a team that's going to make a move, and they did. They also added Justin Simmons after that. But the reaction since then has been surprising to me in Tampa, because here in Atlanta, Tom, we look at this as the NFC South being the Falcons division at this point. And I know that isn't the case in Tampa. And you guys down there kind of see the Judon and Simmons addition and really the whole offseason as just the Falcons catching up, but that there's still not much difference and potentially the Bucs are still ahead of the Falcons. What is the mindset down there? Because I can't comprehend or see it that way.
I think Buccaneer fans are optimistic, but also, you know, during my show when the Judon thing went down and then the next day they got Justin Simmons, I was trying to explain to the Bucs fan base, like, wait a second, you guys need to be more aware of your surroundings. The Falcons are a legit team. And in my opinion, I think the Bucs and the Falcons are neck and neck. And if you wanted to make an argument that the Falcons are slightly in front of the Buccaneers, I don't think I would necessarily disagree with that. But right now I have them in a dead heat. And whichever team, Abe, in my opinion, avoids the serious injury and the Bucs are dangerously thin at a couple of spots, I think that's the team that ends up winning the NFC South. So I think the Bucs fan base is optimistic. Me, I think it's going to be a great race. I think both teams right now are neck and neck.
You know, which is funny because I maybe would have made the argument that they were neck and neck after the Cousins addition. But the Judon and Simmons thing to me is a serious separator. And when I look at Tampa, just from my perspective, I look at a team that is trying to run it back and lost a couple of things. Now, with that said, I know Jalen McMillan looks like a really nice piece. And I'm very excited to see. Well, I'm not excited because obviously he could cause some issues for the Falcons. But, you know, he is going to be fun to watch down there behind Evans and Godwin. But, like, I look at it as you're running it back with Baker Mayfield. You lost the offensive coordinator which who knows what the impact of losing Dave Canales is going to be. Still some questions along the offensive line, and maybe a step back in the linebacking core. It just feels like the Bucs are running back a 9-17 that beat the Saints on a tiebreaker in the division.
And look, it's a fair point, and here's how I looked at it, and here's how I've explained it, like, on the air during my show. I think the Bucs are improved from a year ago. I think Graham Barton is legit. I've watched him all summer. He's smart. He's tenacious. He's physical. That sort of physicality is something that the Buccaneers lacked in the interior of their old line from a year ago. And look, a lot of people want to give praise to Dave Canales, and he deserves it. But there were times last year as a first-time play caller in the NFL where he was quite predictable, and opponents of the Buccaneers even came out and said so, like they knew exactly what they were going to do and when they were going to do it. I kind of like what I see out of Liam Cohen. The defensive players have been raving in practice, saying, look, they'll run different plays out of 15 to 20 different formations. So it's something that is more unpredictable. It is something that is more detailed. They're going to use a lot of bunch formations and pre-snap motions, something that you didn't see last year. So I think the Buccaneer offense will be fine. I think they're improved up front. With all that being said, bringing Jordan Whitehead back on the back end, I think, was also a big move. I think the Bucs are improved, but it's very possible that they stay the same, if that makes any difference, between 8 and 9 wins. I think if things fall right, they could win 10 games. But I think they're the same in terms of the record because – the division is better, and their schedule, certainly in the meat of the schedule, is a little more difficult.
That is Tom Krasnicki, afternoon host in WDAE in Tampa. A guy that I've known, I mean, my goodness, Tom, it's coming up on 2 decades now, to early 2007. So it has been a long, long time, buddy. And obviously, I've been down there covering the Bucs a little bit, certainly now up here covering my hometown team, the Atlanta Falcons. And yeah, I don't know. Like, it's just, for me, the way I looked at it, the Judon and Simmons thing puts the Falcons in a serious separator. And while you down in Tampa may be looking at the Bucs and Falcons as equals, and look, obviously it has to make itself known on the field. There's no denying that. You don't win the title on paper. But most of us here have put the Falcons into the echelon of Packers, Eagles, Lions, Cowboys, not quite where the Niners are, but kind of in that discussion, if things go right, of the next group. And it feels like in some other cities, the Falcons are not being placed in that tier.
I think in the annals of the NFC, I think the Lions are better than the 49ers. And maybe that's just a hot take on my part, but I just think they have a more well-rounded team. I love what they did in the offseason. San Francisco's got some concerns for me, but I have Lions and 49ers, and then in that next tier belong the teams like, I think the Packers are up and coming. I think the Lions are, not the Lions, I think the Eagles are a very talented team. I think the coaching staff there is the one that gives me a little bit of a pause. And then I think Bucks and Falcons are certainly in that category, maybe is slightly below it. But for me, the Falcons have to prove themselves from the standpoint of a 36-year-old quarterback in Kirk Cousins coming off a torn Achilles. So that's a pretty big deal. And if he comes back and he shows that he acclimates himself to his new surroundings and his new teammates, then certainly the Falcons would have the edge. But I kind of like where the Bucs are at right now. I think it's going to be a great race between these two teams. I wouldn't say the Falcons have separated themselves from the pack. I don't believe that that is accurate at this point. But certainly with their improvements on a defensive side in the last week, they've certainly put themselves in the conversation.
It is Tom Krasnicki, WDAE host in Tampa Bay. One of the other questions I would have about Tampa, Tom, is Baker Mayfield. I've been a huge supporter of Baker Mayfield. Obviously, he was up there in Cleveland. I was up there in Cleveland. And so I followed him, and I think he did get the short end of the stick a little bit. But now he did something in Tampa last year, and I start to wonder how repeatable it is. And again, I know you mentioned Liam Cohen, but the wild card of no Dave Canales makes it very interesting, because if the Bucs are going to compete with the Falcons and work their way into the playoffs. Baker cannot take a step back either, and I do wonder if the offense can hum again without Canales.
I think Dave Canales, and I like Dave a lot, and I'm very happy for his rapid ascension. I think his strength is more of a CEO, more of a leader. That's why he got the head coaching job, and obviously he and Dan Morgan are close friends, and you know how that goes. Connections, whether it's in football or life in general, it's not what you know, it's who you know. I think that can provide, you know, a really good boost to your career and to your resume, and I wish him the best of luck. I think as a play caller, there were some things that left to be desired, and I think Liam Cohen steps into a pretty good situation with a pretty good group of characters. And what Todd Bowles really wants out of this offense is more balance. And if you go back and look at the games that the Buccaneers won from a year ago, their run-to-pass ratio was exactly 50-50. They don't want Baker throwing it 40 times. They want a nice, healthy blend of the run and the pass. And in the games that the Bucs won, at least most of them, it was practically right down the middle, 50-50. I think that's where Todd Bowles wants to live. And look, I agree with you in terms of Baker. I didn't have high expectations, and he proved me wrong. He proved a lot of people wrong. And the thing that he has not done in his career, Abe, to this point, and I'm very anxious to see if he does it, he's never put together two good years in a row. So that's certainly a big question, and it's a fair point.
Is Kyle Trask corner a QB2? Is that really happening this year?
He is, and only because John Wolford, who was with Liam Cohen with the Rams, is hurt. So it sounds like he's going on injured reserve to start the season, and I think the Buccaneers are going to carry two quarterbacks. So your guy from the University of Florida will be the backup.
Yeah, that's not – I mean, it's not good, man. like that was like watching Desmond Ridder last year, like watching Kyle Trask. That's not good, man. I don't know what else to say. That's not good.
There aren't many teams in the NFL where you can say, well, if our starter goes down, we're in good shape. Maybe the Falcons can make that claim because Michael Penix has looked really good, a product of Tampa Bay. I had a chance to meet him right before the draft. Great kid. And I still kind of disagree with that move, but that's neither here nor there. But if your starter goes down, you're definitely screwed. It doesn't matter who you are.
We've seen some interdivisional trades recently. Can I interest you in a trade for Taylor Heinicke?
I think it's a thanks, but no thanks. But I'll keep your number just in case something comes up in the future.
All right, final question here. It's Tom Krasniqi, WDAE in Tampa, good buddy of mine, getting it done in the afternoons down there. When you do look at this Atlanta Falcons team, there's very high expectation for the offense with Kirk Cousins, but coming in to hopefully help Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, Drake London, and obviously Zach Robinson as the offensive coordinator. There's also now high expectations to the defense when you add a Justin Simmons on the back end, when you add a Matt Judon on the front end, and obviously you inked A.J. Terrell to that big deal as well. What would you say is like the weakness right now? If you were a Falcons fan, what would be your biggest concerns heading into the season?
Well, look, Matthew Judon certainly helps them in a lot of different ways. Is he healthy? He's 32. He had the injury last year. The 2 years prior, he had 28 sacks. So the health of Matthew Judon and how much he affects the pass rush is going to be a big question. And really, it's Kirk Cousins, 36 years old, coming off the torn Achilles. How fast can he get up to speed and acclimate himself to his new surroundings, a new offense, new teammates as well? I think really those are the two big concerns, whether the Falcons can get a consistent pass rush, and Matthew Judon's going to be relied upon heavily to do that, and Kirk Cousins, how healthy is he? Because, Abe, one of the things I thought was very curious, and maybe you could educate me on this, is Raheem Morris's decision to say, I think Michael Penix, we're not going to play him anymore this preseason. This is a rookie quarterback who needs the reps, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, they're like, okay, I think we've seen enough. We're going to put this guy on the shelf. That I thought was interesting to me. And look, I was talking about this on the show this past week. Does that mean that maybe Kirk Cousins has some soreness? Maybe there's other concerns, like health-wise maybe. That's why they wanted to preserve Michael Penix and not risk him in the preseason. But that's for you to tell me.
Look, Tom, I do not agree with the decision to rest or sit or save Michael Penix. I think if you're counting on him, you need him to be ready, and I don't think you maximized his preparation this offseason. And so I don't agree with it. I also just don't buy the nonsense discussion points of maybe Kirk Cousins isn't ready to go. And look, it's obviously I have an advantage of having been at Flowery Branch, and you're down there in Tampa at One Buck Place. I've seen Kirk Cousins. He looks ready to go. Like, I don't have those concerns. Maybe they've done just an amazing job of hiding limitations, but I haven't really seen any at practice, so it's not a concern for me. But now the bigger concern is if something happens, if he does go down, is Penix ready? And I don't think you maximize that. So not the decision I would have made, but Raheem Morris has made it very clear. He is anti-playing starters. He is not taking the risk. And he said it's not just this year. This is something he will do every single year if we're up to him. So he's made his stance clear. He's going to stand behind it and defend it. I would have handled it differently.
And I agree with him in terms of not playing starters in the preseason. That's something that Buccaneer fans got on my case last week. I said, look, there's no way I would play Baker Mayfield or Mike Evans or Chris Godwin or Tristan Wirfs in a meaningless preseason game. It's just not worth the risk. And I thought Todd Bowles made the right decision right before Friday night's game and saying, all right, Mike Evans and Levante David are not going to play. We're going to save them. It's a preseason. I thought that was a smart move. And not playing your big-time starters is something that I would never do in a preseason setting. You have joint workouts. That's what training camp practices are for. But Michael Penix is not a starter. He's a rookie, and he certainly needs the reps. So I just thought that was a curious move.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you totally. Tom Krasniqi, the Falcons and Bucks meet up again in week 5. I'm sure I'll have you on around that time, and we'll do this again.
I'm eagerly anticipating that game and your phone call, Abe. Good to be with you.
Appreciate it. That's T-Kraz down there in Tampa Bay. Hope you enjoy the rest of your Sunday.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.